What's good? What's good? We back. Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast. Gonna react to a video with Tim Pool and him talking about the report about our U.S. military cannot win a single battle or war against anybody probably on the planet right now. But before we do that, we're going to give you a word from one of our sponsors.
That lit, that lit, that slap, it is that one, that egg bite talking about this new drink, they like that's that turn, that lit, that slap, it is that one, that egg bite talking about this new drink, they like.
They like, do you Dizzle? Yes, I Dizzle. Check out DizzleBrand.com. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. So throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on our locations. I would recommend Emilio's Beverage. It's the cheaper link. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Also, there's locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. Little Rock, here we come. And the Dizzle Brand merch, the hats, the t-shirts on the Dizzle Brand store. And we just created a SD for Dizzle Brand as well. So as soon as that's up and running, we'll be adding that to the link to the descriptions of the podcast. Okay, let's pull this video up and let's react.
U.S. military is weak, unable to win a single major regional conflict. Analysis identified profound lack of seriousness as a contributing factor to the U.S. military's decline. Ian, you were just talking about a lack of strong men.
Yeah, I was wondering where they are, why society is obsessed with people like Donald Trump and Jordan Peterson, these men that are giving young children guidance, like the heroes of our lives. And it's because they were sent to Afghanistan and Iraq on a false premise that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, which he didn't have. They were lied, went to fight an unjust war, had their psychology destroyed, knowing that they were fighting some false narrative, and then their bodies blown apart, their friends destroyed, and now they're shaken. And our leaders are absent. They are the one, they're supposed to be leading the nation right now. And instead we got Fauci. I wrote Joe, 86-year-old president. How old is this guy now? 84 years old, and he's supposed to be our military commander?
I think when you talk about where did the strong men go, and I understand your point there too, but something else that I like to harp on a little bit is it's, you know, testosterone. If you look at what's happened to male testosterone over the years, it's nearly half of what it was 50 years ago. So men today are not the same men of 50 years ago. And so I think that that might explain a little bit about where we're at. And I think that people, until people start realizing and addressing that, it's not going to change. Yeah.
But why, you can't just say, hey, the testosterone is down. You also got to say, okay, why is that? Why is the male testosterone down? What's the cause of that? We also kind of have to acknowledge that too.
...20-year-olds have the same testosterone levels as 50 and 60-year-olds.
Well, did right now.
PFAs, huh? PFAs, phthalates, all PCBs. Of these
yeah. I wrote
look at
about
this
it.
Glass bottle water right
I wrote
here.
About Marco Rubio, small water.
Our soldiers are some of the most badass humans on Earth, those dudes. Every time I meet a returning... I don't know, did you serve in the military?
No.
Every time I have an opportunity to talk to someone that's actually seen combat or experienced that it's so valuable to the human consciousness to understand what that is. And those people to put their lives on the line like that. But to have gone through a false war, I mean, I don't know, would you call that a false flag? If the government says he has weapons of mass destruction, you go in, he doesn't. Yeah, they said it was, they had bad info. George Bush Jr. is like, we had bad intelligence. Well, you know what? It's on you, George.
They didn't even go through a false flag. They just claimed it was.
And then it wasn't. It was like the next level of false flag.
Well, there was people within the government that came out and said, "Hey, there's no WMDs here." They were silenced. They were shunned. They were threatened. There was media organizations. There was activists coming forward, "Hey, this is not true. This is not happening." Shunned, silenced.
They should have just come
crazy.
Out and been like, "Ladies and gentlemen, Saddam Hussein is trying to trade oil in euro."
And then people would be like, huh?
We need you to mobilize like stormtroopers and invade and conquer their land. Imagine how no one would have done it. People would have revolted. They would have said, no, we're not invaders, dude.
You say that, but I don't know that they would have revolted. I think what you're saying is maybe the right thing, but I don't know that the people would have revolted. They would have worn the mask and done as they're told, like most Republicans did and quote-unquote conservatives did, and shut down their country and done whatever the hell the government told them. People are sheep.
Yeah. But that's with an excuse. Like, if we told people the truth about Iraq, then they would not. They would
you
not
could have kind of had the truth on the pandemic early on. I guess my point is, a lot of the people that even speak out and claim they're conservative, this, that, and the other, the vast majajority of people are followers.
This is because the pandemic rolls around and our male adult leaders are broken from their service in the military. Like this, those are the guys that are supposed to be in Congress right now running the show. These are the leaders. They're the ones that are the brave ones.
I struggle with that. If you think that just because someone's in the military makes them a great leader, then that means we've got barracks full of future presidents.
No,
it does. I'm just saying. So if you look at a lot,
John McCain
canceled on this. I was about to say, you got John McCain, you got Dan Crenshaw. Like if you do look, they are, unless you're maybe the true generals and stuff like this, they're kind of used to following orders from the government. Right. And that doesn't always equal the best congressman. I know I'm getting canceled. Well, I'm sorry.
They make great, great politicians. You know,
that's a great point.
The multinational corporations and the big bankers are their generals, and they just follow the orders.
I want to clarify. I don't think that being in the military makes you a great leader, but I think that great leaders are drawn to military command. And when you find out that you've been commanding a military on a false premise and you've been kicking in doors in Fallujah and killing families.
Okay, do you assume the same with the police, though?
No. No, I don't know much. They're different systems to me. I think putting your life, going and willing to fight and kill people.
But why are you assuming that's what the military is? See, Ian, you don't understand what the military is.
Yeah. A killing machine. Some people are I want money, all right? I want to be satisfied.
Yeah, let me pump the brakes. The Ian Cap, man, I mean, he's like Weird Al Yankovic right now. He's, you know, he looked like he stuck his finger in a light bulb. And he's definitely, you could tell, conspiracy nut, or he always goes super hard on whatever it is. But I think he's a little out there with it. Just a little.
Hold on. I mean, guys.
Enlisted.
There's no one in this room who's a veteran. Okay, right? Not a single person.
I stayed at Holiday Inn last night, though.
And the most I can say is that I've spent a few months, a couple different times on military bases. But let me tell you, a lot of it is just administrative work. So assuming that someone joining the military, army, navy, whatever it is fighting is wrong.
Yeah,
but like, some people are in support of the fighting. It's one or the other.
Yeah, but bro, someone might be like a refrigerator repairman in Nebraska.
That's repairing refrigerators for the troops in Afghanistan that are killing.
No, dude, come on.
They're keeping the administration going.
The point I'm trying to make is,
or the war machine.
When you say that, if you want to make a point about people who have seen combat, it's different from the military.
No, I'm talking about command structure, basically.
Somebody who repaired refrigerators in Nebraska is no different than a private refrigerator repairman. I mean, I guess it went through basic
training. Great leaders aren't drawn. I'm not saying maybe you're a refrigerator repairman and you are a great leader, but usually great leaders are drawn to military command. Like they want to protect and serve the world.
I think maybe you're picturing people of the past, that maybe the World War II era military veterans, which a lot of them did see combat if you were in World War II, and equating that to what today is. But I just don't see it today.
Bro, when a 22-year-old he gets a commission and then outranks like a 45-year-old NCO. Yes. Like those are funny scenarios that I've seen as just someone as a family member at the what is it called, the commissary, is that what they call them? I don't know, because I just have family members and I'm like buying food and I hear the grumbling from the guy who's like a non-commissioned officer being like, why is a 22-year-old giving me the business?
Oh, then he's got a bad commander. A good 22-year-old
bro,
I don't think they're really getting down to the nitty-gritty of why our army is weak. I think they're going with the theme of, you know, we went to war on false premises, and people just don't trust, you know, fighting for this country anymore. But it's more than just that. It's also the military. For a while now, it's been a last resort when you know, somebody can't get into college or get a specific job, the Army will always take you. It's always been a last resort. It's always been, it's for a while now, it's been used as a tool to just get into college. And when you go into the Army as a last resort, you're not really, you know, thinking about, oh, protect, I got to protect this country one day, maybe, you know. Like when my grandfather went to the Army on the time before him, people were going into the Army because they thought it was an honorable thing to do. Now people just go, most people that go in the Army aren't going in the Army because they think it's honorable. They're just going because they need a paycheck. That's what, and Tim Pool's right, like it's, unless you're going to war, it's like a regular job. These dudes are mechanics, cooks, you know, they're just doing regular jobs that regular civilians would do. They just happen to be doing them for the military and wearing military uniforms while they're doing them. You know, I think my grandfather was a mechanic the whole time he was in the military, got out of the military after 20 years and was a mechanic at some other spot. You know, a guy who's been a cook in the Army is not going to get out and, you know, unless he got some college education, he's just going to get out and be a cook somewhere else more likely, or maybe a truck driver, who knows, but still got to go to truck driver school, get CLDs, all that, you know. And if he didn't learn that in the Army, then, I mean, that's the thing. Some people learn that in the Army. They learn these trades in the Army, and they just, it's like a regular job, man. But other countries, it's not like that. That's why BTS, the Korean pop singer group, they're going to the military for like 3 or 4 years because Korea requires you go to the military. China, you know, some of these countries require you to go there 3 or 4 years and be trained already with military combat and stuff of that nature, you know. But America, we're not like that. And then this is the only country where everybody's running around saying, I hate the freest country on the planet. You know, the richest country, the freest country, and we're the youngest. We're young, rich, and free. America is young, rich, and free. You know what I'm saying? Youngest country, freest country, richest country. Everybody's running around. We hate it. We hate it. We hate it. Because our history is bad. You know what? Every country on the planet has good history and bad history. Get over it. It's time to move on, man. Pump the brakes, man. Every country has bad history. Every single country has bad histories. So, yeah, our Army probably is weak. I think also you got the so much, too much inclusion and, you know, into the military, which also goes to show you it's no, they're making it no other than nothing. They're just turning it into like an office job, you know. This equality, inclusion in the military, it's the military. Like, I don't want scared little bitches going to war to protect my freedoms. I mean, what more do I got to say about that? I don't want scared little bitches going to war to protect my freedoms. What the hell can they protect? They can't even protect their own freedoms, you know? And that's the thing. When you go to the military, you might have to do that one day, you know? And old boy compared it to the police. I mean, yeah, the police are out here. Some police are at war every day in Chicago and L.A. with the gangs and New York, what's going on, and some of these liberal cities where they've decriminalized things. Yeah, the police is at war right now, man. They're at war every day, you know? Some of these criminals out here in some of these places is going batshit crazy, you know? And you need people that are calm under the pressure. Calm under the pressure. So, yeah, I can believe our military is weak. You know, there's probably not too many people going because it's an honorable thing. They're just going for a job or college. That's two problems that weakens it down. This inclusion, you know, They want us to have a military like the Woman King so we could get wiped off the face of the freaking earth. Another thing I would say is we're probably relying on technology too much. We're probably relying on the fear of technology too much, that we got nukes and we got drones and missiles. We're probably relying on technology and the fear of technology too much. And unless we're going to start making robot soldiers, we need to pump the brakes on relying on technology. You know, that's not working too well for Russia. Actually, it is, because Russia, if I'm not mistaken, Ukraine just had a blackout. You know, and before I give any react opinion on that, I would probably suggest that Russia had something to do with it, but I don't know. But And my thing is, though, I don't know how weak our army is, because Russia's not looking too great. Ukraine's not looking too great. Neither one of them look too great right now. I wouldn't be scared of neither one of Russia or Ukraine. So I don't know, man. But I think overall, as a whole, our military might be a lot weaker than we think as far as the personnel goes. Maybe not with, missiles and technology and guns, but as far as our personnel goes, we don't got as many soldiers as China, Korea, and probably a lot of other, there's probably some other countries that probably require people to go in the military at least 3 to 4 years as well. And if we go into a World War III kind of scenario, that is definitely not good. Once again, I'll thank you for tuning in. Paul Pinker Podcast, and I'm out.